Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf mem. We are at the third wide line on daf lamites amid beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael and Asunim batzaru vashifya. So we're moving along here in the Divrei Agada at the very end of the fourth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. So as we've mentioned so many times, Masechta Sanhedrin deals with halachos, hilchos Sanhedrin, hilchos edus, real chosha mishpat, in many ways, but at the same time, sprinkled throughout the Masechta are large blocks of Divrei Agada. We're at the tail end of one of those blocks, and when we finish Lamites Amud Beis and start Daf Mem and the fifth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, we're going to return to the core of the Masechta, which is the basic halachos of Sanhedrin. Zok de Gemara, Simen Kara v'zocha be'edoim. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Vayikra Achav el Oivadyohu, Asher al Habayis, v'Oivadyohu haya yore es Hashemoy. So one of the contexts of this last Gemara here in the fourth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin is the story of Avadya. Now, Avadya, we know, was one of the Nevi'im. What we need for today's daf is two things. Number one, Avadya said a Nevu'ah. His Nevu'ah is in the Trei Asar. It's one Perek, and the Nevu'ah that he said was to the Bnei Edoim. In fact, the last Pasuk of the Nevu'ah of Avadya is something that every single person knows. His Nevu'ah ends, Va'olu Moshiyim Bahartziyim Lishpoit, that's the Nevuah of Avadya. Another thing that we have to know about Avadya is that he was a ger tzedek, and he had worked in the house of Achav. Now, Achav, we know, is one of the great Rishon of all time. He's listed in the infamous Mishnah of Elu She'ein Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba, and it wasn't just him, it was his wife Izevel too. And Achav and Izevel had made many terrible gzeiras amongst the Jews. One of them was that all the Nevi'im of that time had to be killed. And Avadya was Moshe Nefesh, and he hid 100 Nevi'im to make sure that Achav and Izevel wouldn't be able to lay their hands on them. Either way. So the Pasuk says that Achav calls to Avadya, who was in charge of his house, as we just mentioned. He's the butler, so to speak, for Achav. And the Pasuk describes Avadya as someone that's Yorei Es Hashem Ma'od. So the Gemara says, Maiko Makro. The context and the flow of the pasuk is a little bit interesting. That Achav calls to Avadya, who's his charge person, and you know who he is, Avadya? He's a Yorei Es Hashemoy. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said like this, Amalei, Achav told Avadya, B'Yakov Ksiv, it says by Yaakov, Nichashti Vayivarcheni Hashem Biglolecha. Lavan hosted Yaakov for many, many years, and he had tremendous bracha as a result. And he said, I did nichush, I investigated with my kishuf machers, and what I found out was that the reason I had all this bracha is big lolech, it's because of you. Be Yosef ksiv. By Yosef, you find similarly. Vayivarech Hashem is beis hamitzri beglal Yosef. Yosef is living in the house of Potiphar, and Potiphar gets tremendous bracha, and it came beglal Yosef. Now, said Achav Tovadio, beis adahu gavre lo yehavim mivrech. I've been hosting you for a very long time. Echzeinish kan brucha, echzeinish kan shefa. I'm not seeing anything. Shem loy yirei lekimata. Probably because you're not a Yorei Shemayim. Yotze Baskel v'omro. So Baskel came out and said, Vayivadio hayu Yorei Es Hashem ma'od. Not only is he Yorei Hashem, he's a Yoris Hashem Moed. Aye, if that's the case, so how come Achav's bias didn't get any bracha? Avo beisoy shal Achav einu mezum le bracha. The reason is because the bias of Achav is different and it's not mezum le bracha. Now, the truth is this idea that if somebody hosts an Adam Chashev in his house, he gets bracha, that's a Gemara Masech. This bracha is take off the Talmud Chacham bracha. That's an idea that we're all very, very familiar with. But in this Gemara, you see a Chiddush that just because you have a Talmud Chacham in your house doesn't necessarily mean anything. You could be hosting the great Avadya, who's Yoris Es Hashem Moed, but the bias has to be a base kibbul in order for bracha to be able to come in. The Marsha says that, I hear, Beisoy shal Achav einu mezum lebracha. He said, but I want to ask you a question. Beisoy shal Lavan was mezum lebracha? And Beisoy shal Potiphar was mezum lebracha? So we know Achav is one of the most notorious people in Jewish history. I hear, but Lavan is also. And Potiphar is also. So what's the difference between the base Lavan and Potiphar that they somehow were mezum lebracha as opposed to the base Achav that wasn't? So the Marsha says that Lavan himself was a Rasha, but his daughters weren't. Rachel and Leah weren't. Potiphar was a Rasha, but Bitai Shel Potiphar ends up marrying Yosef. So it's true that there were Rishon living in the house, but as long as there were Ksherim in the house, that's enough that it should be Mezumah LeBracha. Achav's house was Metchila V'Atzoif, Noshim Anoshim V'Taf, Minarva Atzokin. Every single person in that house was someone that was not Mezumah LeBracha, and as a result, there was no place for the Bracha to be Chal. So, the Gemara, Amar Abba, Rav Amar said, Godol Shenema Boi Vad Yo, Yoisim Ima Shenema Ba Avram. The Torah's description of Vad Yo, of the Novi of Vad, is even greater than what it says about Avram. The Ilu Ba Avram, like Siv Moi. Because by Avram, when the Pasuk talks about his Yerushamayim, it says he was a Yorei Elikim, but not Moed. Ato Yodati Ki Yorei Elikim Ato. However, over here it says, the Mashal says that the Gemara doesn't mean that Ovadio was on a greater level than Avram. First of all, we know that Avram had reached the Madrega of Avodas Hashem of Ahava. At the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Tshuva, where he talks about the great Milo of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ahava, he said, Vezu Hoysa Milos Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Oyhavoy, so we know that Avram Avinu reached the Madrega of Ahava. If you reach Ahava, that means you maximize what you could possibly get in Yira, which means that for sure he's a Yorei Elohim Mo'od. There's no question about that. So what then did Rab Abba mean? Rab Abba just means to say that if you look at the Torah's description of the Yiras Hashem of Avram, and you look at the Torah's description of the Yiras Hashem of Avadio, Godo Shenema Ba'Avadio, Yoisim Ima Shenema Ba'Avram. So what's Taka, the Pshat says the Marshal? Meaning, if Avram's Taka bigger in Yiras Hashem than Avadio, and Rab Abba's just making a diak in the way the Torah describes it, so Arva Arva Tzorach. So what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Why would the Pasuk say it that way? So Dr. Marsha, it's Pashat. Because when Avram Avinu was referred to as a Yorei Elikim, it says, Ata Yodati Ki Yorei Elikim Ata. The Malach or the Paschal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was talking directly to Avram Avinu. We know when you talk to someone and you mishabeach him, it has to be Mikza Shvachim Befano. As opposed to Evadio, this is the Baskel describing who Ovadia is, Shaloi Befanav. Shaloi Befanav, you can say Kulei Shvache. So in the tier of the Psukim, Ovadia is described as being bigger. But it's not because he was bigger. It's related to the idea of Miksa Shvache Befanav, as opposed to Shaloi Befanav. Then already you could say the ganze Shvach. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said, Mipnei Ma Zocha Ovadia Linvius. What did Ovadia do to be Zoicha, to be a Navi? And just to explain the question a little bit better, it's not just what did he do to be a Navi. He goes down as one of the Neviim, Shehutzruchu L'dayrus. Right? We know that there were so many Neviim. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Keflayim Keyotze Mitzrayim. Elo Nevuah Shehutzruchu L'dayrus Nichtava. So Avadi is not just a Navi. There were many Neviim. And you want to know how you become a Navi? Learn the Rambam. Hilchas HaSeidei HaTayra. He'll tell you how you become a Navi. Abimnei Mazzoch Avadi L'Neviyus Shehutzruchu L'dayrus. And the Gemara says, Mipnei Shehechbi Mei Neviim B'Mara. It's because he hid 100 Neviim in a cave, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayihi Bahakras Yizevel, listen to Nevi'i Hashem. When Yizevel decided to kill all the Nevi'i Hashem, Vayikach Ovadio, Meya Nevi'im, Vayachbiyim, Chamishim, Ishbim, Ma'ara, Vichilkalam Lechem, Moim, that's the end of the Pasuk. But the point is that Ovadio, he hid the 100 Nevi'im, as we mentioned in the Hakdama to the Daf, very brief Hakdama to the Daf, and it's because of that he was Oichet to this. Soktimar, Maishno, Chamishim, Ish. So, the Pasuk says that Ovadio hid 100 Nevi'im, and he put 50 in one Ma'ara, and another 50 in another Ma'ara. So why did he do it? This way, Gemara has two possibilities. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Yaakov Lamad. He learned it from Yaakov Avinu, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yaakov, Yovei Esav ala machna achas vihiko, Vaya machna nishal afleta. So we know Yaakov Avinu divided the machna into three machnas, by the way. But the point is that Yaakov Avinu had settled the machna. Why? He was hedging himself. It's like this, if they come from one side, you'll be protected on the other side. Avadia followed in what Yaakov Avinu did. And the truth is, we know there's a press. The Ramban says right in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach that what Yaakov Avinu did was Ma'asav Simla Banim, that Azoy Dafman Zechfirin. So Avadi already knew there's a Messiah, that's the way you have to conduct yourself. So he was Lamad Mi Yaakov Avinu. He learned the Parshas Agolus and he understood this is the way it's supposed to be. Rabbavo Amar, he said a different Pshat. Lefisha Ein Ma'orim Machsekas Yosem Chamishim. Balabatish, it's not because of some fancy mahalach of how you're supposed to go about things, but it's more related to the idea of Ein Ma'orim Machsekas Yosem Mechamishim. What's the Machloikis? Machloikis, Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Vol. So now for now, but we grabbed the spoke out not so long ago, a raid bite from the Hilig Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer said that Yaakov Avinu thought that the right way to go about your engagement with the enemy is to hedge yourself. So you have one machna, another machna, like this. If they get you here, at least they'll be spared. But really, there was another derech and another hashkafa amongst the tzaddikim. And that is just the opposite. Because if all the yidden are going to be together, then Bal Karchacha Yeshua is going to have to come. Because there's a haftacha, Shalayich ben Neri le'olam vad, Netzach Yisrael. This is something that has to be. So really, what Yaakov Avinu did was Yaakov Avinu's mahalach. But there were andra that were chaylik. Chasam Sofer said Yaakov Avinu was always worried, Shema Yigram Achet, and that's why he was afraid of this. But andra tzaddikim held not that way. So really, the whole mahalach of Yaakov Avinu, of Ahoya Machra Nisha Lefleta, is the machloikis talya, and it could be maybe that's what's playing itself out here in this Gemara, the machloikis between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Avo. Either way, Zokta Gemara. Chazoin Oivadyo. Koi Omar Hashem Alekim Le'edoim. So now we're going to talk for a few moments about the Nevuah of Avadia. Why did Avadia say Nevuah about Edoim? That's Edoim, right? So why did Avadia come to say Nevuah for Edoim? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Yovei Avadia Hador Bet Shnei Rishon. Avadia should come, who lived between two Risham, who were the Risham, Achav and Izevel, v'loy lomad mimaseyem, but he didn't learn from their terrible ways, v'yinove al Esav HaRasha, and he should say Nevuah about Esav HaRasha, she'dor ben shnei tzadikim, who lived between two tzadikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, v'loy lomad mimaseyem, he didn't learn from their ways. Omer Afrayim mikshot tamidish rameir, mishum rameir, avadya ger adoymi hoya, avadya was a ger adoymi. So he was a ger, and he came from the Edomians. And this is what people mean when they say, Mineu be Abba lezel be narga, that from the Abba, an Abba is a father, but an Abba is also a forest in Aramaic. So Mineu be, from the forest, the wood comes that's used to make the axe to actually knock down the forest. So Avadia is the one who's saying the Nevuah about the downfall of Edoim, and as Mineu Bei Abba, at Kumtalein Fen Edoim, that's the significance. On this note, the Gemara brings another place where you find something like this. Vayach, and this is referring to Dovin HaMelech, as Moyov. Dovin HaMelech knocked down Moyov. Vayimadadim Bachevel, and he measured them with ropes. Hashkei Boisam Aretzah, while they were laying on the ground. So this is David going after Moav. He knocks them down to the ground, and while they're lying on the ground, he measures them. Because David HaMelech came from Moav, and he himself is the one that's defeating Moav. Rav Dimi came from Yisrael to Bavel. So he said a different Melitza, as it relates to what David HaMelech did. He said, Yorech mitoicha masrachas. So the yerech, the thigh of a person, smells. And where does the smell come from? It comes mitoicha, Rashi, migufa umitoicha oivya maschal hasirchen. Right, from the part that it's the thickest and the fattest, that's where the smell comes. Meaning sometimes the rekev, sometimes the spoilage, the smell, the stench comes Mineu Bei. So that's this idea that Edom gets taken down Mineu Bei from the Nevuah of Avadia, and David gets taken down Mineu Bei from Oy. It's just interesting that who's the one that said Oivadya Gera Doimi Hoya? It's Rameir. Rameir himself, we know, came from Nira Kesar. Rameir came from a very, very similar yichah. Zokting Gemara. Vayikach etz benoya b'char asher yimloich tachto v'yaleu oil alochem. So again, you always have to follow the paper trail whenever you're talking about Divrei Agada. So we just mentioned Avadia. And from Avadia, we went to David and Moav, right? Because those are the two versions of when this expression, Amineu Bei, Abba Lezabal in Argo, was said. So now we're going to talk for a minute about Mesha, who was a king of Moav. Now the pasuk says like this. This is the pasuk that's going to baglite us until the end of the daf. Until the end of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Until we start the daf. Vayikach es b'nei abichar. So Mesha takes his eldest son, Asher Yimloch Tachtav, who was going to be the next king, Vayaleu Oilo al Hachoyma. And he brought him as a carbon oilo. He killed him on top of the wall. Vayiketzav Godol al Yisrael. And there was this terrible ketzav on Chai Yisrael. There was a kitrig on the Yidin. Vayisu me'olav. Vayashuv al Aretz. And somehow they traveled away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they returned to the land. So Mesha, who's the king of Moav, right? He does something interesting. He brings his son as an oila, and it created a kitrig on the yidden. Zokta Gemara, Ravish, well, there was machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, what exactly Mesha did? Chadama one said l'shem shamayim. That what he did was he brought a carbon l'shem shamayim. He did a gevaldige thing. Chadama the other one said l'shem avaydazara. That what he did was a terrible thing. So the Gemara says, Bishlam the mandam l'shem shamayim. Bishlam the mandam says l'shem shamayim. Hainu d'chsev ayikas of God al Yisrael. I understand why it was a kitrig on the yidden, because Ru'uma ben benila ben chami. Mesha melech Moav is willing to make such sacrifices, and look at you, my nation. Elamandam l'shem avaydazara. But if he question is being over the Zara, so what's the ketzef? So the Gemara says to Rabbi Shulban Levi. The answer is based on Rabbi Shulban Levi said. Rabbi Shulban Levi wrong. Rabbi Shulban Levi asked the steer between two psukim and Yecheskel. Ksiv it says, Uchem mishpatei agoyim asher svi voiseichem lo yasisem. You didn't follow the ways of the goyim. Uksiv, but then the pasuk says, right? These are two psukim. One is in Yecheskel Parakeh, the other is in Yecheskel Parakeh Aleph, and they contradict each other in the most blatant of ways. One pasuk says, what's the answer? So the Gemara says, in some ways they followed the goyim, in some ways they didn't. The ones that are good, the chassidei umos ha'olam, that you didn't follow. Okay, so what's the answer? What does that have to do with the question? The answer is that when Mesha Melech Moav went, and he brought his Ben Avichar, it was a kitchug on the Yidden, because the Yidden were doing the same thing. And it was Ma'ir, this idea that, oh, the Yidden go, Kimikul Kolom Shabahem, and this is what the Mikul Kolom Shabahem are doing, and as a result, it reflected on the Yidden. So this is a chiddush, that the Goyim do something, and that can reflect on the Yidden. Because if the Yidden follow in their ways, Kimikul Kolom Shabahem, then when the Mekukolim do something, even if you didn't do it. But that's Ma'ir Kitrig on the Yidden, because you follow in their ways, and look at what they did. So you have a Shaychus to it now. Maybe you're going to do it. And as a result, that was what created the Kitrig. The end of the Pasuk is, Vayisu me'olav, Vayashuvu la'aretz. Right? That's the end of that Pasuk. Amar Abchanid, Bar Papa, Ba'isra Shop. Yardu Rishayin Shal Yisrael L'Madrega HaTachtoina. It was such a kitrig that Rishayin Shal Yisrael, they went L'Madrega HaTachtoina. That's what it means. Vayisu me'olav, Vayashuvu la'aretz. Aretz is mamish in dered. On a spiritual sense, that spiritually the Jews were mamish pushed away as far as possible from the Yidden. Last Gemara, Vahanaira Yofa Admoi. This pasuk is describing Avishag Hashunamis, which is talked about in the beginning of Melachim Aleph, where David Melech was old and he was cold, and they brought this Naira who was Yofa Admoi. Amar Abchanina Bar Papa, Adayin Lo Higia Lechatzi Yofi Shal Yisara. That, as beautiful as she was, but she didn't come to Sara, the Chsiv Admoi, Veloi Moi Bechlal. Avishag Hashunamis was Yofa Admoi. It's Ad Veloi Ad Bechlal. What does this have to do with anything? So, first of all, it's Rabchanina Bar Papa. But the last Gemara that we just said was Reb Chanina Bar Papa. So that's probably one of the reasons, but also it takes us back to Evadia and Avram, which the Gemara mentioned earlier. So maybe these two connections, and that's why this is the way the parak concludes. And on that note, Hadron Alach, Echad Dinei Mamina. So the next part of today's daf is very different than the first part of today's daf. And we really return to our regular program. We say the Salat of Masechet Sanhedrin, going back to the laws of Sanhedrin. Now the truth is like this. Daf Mem Amud Aleph is a Mishnah. That's what it is. With the exception of the last two lines, it's one very, very long Mishnah. And really, every time we learn a Mishnah, we go through it quickly, because usually the Gemara is going to analyze it, which the Gemara is going to do. In this case, we even have the benefit of the fact that some of the excerpts of this Mishnah we've already seen in the previous program. So this is a Mishnah that at this point we should be very, very familiar with, and as a result, we're going to do what we do. So when Edim would come, the Bezdin would cross-examine them, and they would cross-examine them with seven chakirois. They would ask them, what Shemitah did this happen in? Be'ez HaShana, what year in the Shemitah did it happen in? Be'ez HaChodesh, what month of the year? Be'kama HaChodesh, what day of the month? Be'ez HaYom, what day of the week? Be'ez HaShah, what hour of the day? Be'ez HaMakim, where did it take place? Rabbi Yossi said, there wasn't seven questions, it was only three. Be'ez HaYom, what day? Be'ez HaShah, what hour? Be'ez HaMakim, where did it happen? And the Gemara is going to describe this. Now these seven questions are referred to as the Sheva Chakiras. And the truth is that in the cross-examination of the Edom, all questions could be divided into two groups. There were the Chakiras and there were the Bedikos. The Chakiras were these predetermined questions. We'll see more about this in the course of the daf. And known as the Sheva Chakiras, the Bedikos were every other question that Bezdin thought that relate to this particular case, and they might have wanted to ask, they could ask. Now, the motivation for the Chakiras was fundamentally different than the motivation for the Bedikas. Bedikas is, Bez just doing their job. They're trying to figure out, these Edom are telling the truth, right? They want to find out, is this person innocent, is this person guilty? The Chakiras is related to Halacha, because there's a din, that in order for an Edus to be a kosher Edus, it has to be Edus She Ato Yochel Lahazimah. And if two Edom walk into Bez, and there's no way to be Mazim the Edom, by definition, that Edom is that Eidos is not a good Eidos. Now, what would you need for the Eidos to be Yochel Azimo? You'd have to know two things. You'd have to know when it happened and where it happened. Because what's Hazama? Imanu Hoyisem B'makom Ployni B'zman Ployni, right? That's what a Hazama is. And as a result, the Chakirois, all seven of them, lend themselves in to establishing Eidos at Yochel Azimo. And it's for that reason the Chakirois are separated from all the other questions. So the reason they're separate is because they're coming from another kivun. And as we're going to see in the Mishnah already, that there's nafkiminas and halacha between the Chakirois and the Bedikis from the standpoint of the response of the Eid. So for example, if an Eid would say, any idea, and this is all in the Mishnah, with regards to the Chakirois, it's a problem. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's Eid Shati Yochel Azimo. If an Eid would say, any idea when it comes to the Bedikis, no, as long as they don't contradict each other, then Luchura, that in and of itself should be okay. But either way, the Mishnah begins talking about the Chakirois, and the Mishnah says that as it relates to the Chakirois, there were seven questions. Now, one other thing that's worth mentioning, that the halachas of Chakirois, Drishos for Chakirois, Bedikos and Chakirois, whatever synonym you prefer, is something that the Torah talks about by Dinei Nefashos. In fact, we're going to see in the Gemara, mentions it in three places. It's mentioned in the Parash of Nidachas, it's mentioned in the Parash of the Yochid Oivet Avodah Zarah, and it's also mentioned with regards to Edim Zoymimin, but specifically with regards to Edim Zoymimin that are found to be Zoymimin in the context of saying Edis as somebody was Chayv Misa. So when the Torah talks about it, the Torah talks about it in the context of Dinei Nefashos. Midday Reis is true by Dinei Mominus as well. That's the opening verse of the fourth parak of the Masechta. Echad dinei mominis v'echad dinei nefashos b'drisha v'chakirish shenema mishpat echad yolachem. Stating that, we saw in the Gemara that nitnei takonas halavan, etc. Chazal went ahead in certain situations for sure and they eradicated it. Now the ikur of our Mishnah, as we're going to see, is really talking about dinei nefashos anyways. So the sugi is going to be dinei nefashos. How does this relate to dinei mominis? You have to refer back to the first daf of the fourth parak. Either way, moving along now to the bedikos. Makir matem oisai. They would also ask, did you recognize him? So Rashi says, we're talking about a homicide, where somebody was killed. Did you recognize, do you know the person that was killed? Like, do you know for sure that that person was a Yid? Because if he's not a Yid, then this is a different conversation. His Shrei Simbai, the Ritzeach, did you give him Asra? Oivet Avay Dezar. In the event that he was an Oivet Avay Dezar, Esmi Avat, what was the Avay Dezar that he worshipped? Vik Ubame Avat. And how did he do it? Right, he brought a carbon to it, he bowed down to it. There's different ways to be Oivet Avay Dezar. Like the Dalet Avodis that you have with a carbon, you have in Hilchis Avay Dezar as well. So these were some of the Bedikos that were asked. So the Mishnah Kalam. So when it comes to the Chakirois, seven Chakirois. But when it comes to the Bedikois, Kalamarba Hareza Meshubach. Maisa, there was a story, Ubadak Ben Zakai, Be'ukze Te'enim. There was a story that Ben Zakai once did Bedikis, Be'ukze Te'enim. So the rest of the story is that somebody had killed somebody, and the Edom said that the Ritzicha took place underneath a Te'ena, underneath a fig tree. And Ben Zakai started asking questions. Tell me, the figs, the ukits, they were bigger, they were small. Rashi says the ukits is the zon of the te'ena, where the te'ena is attached to the tree. So that part, he started asking all these different questions, and you see, this Indian of Kalamar b'b'dikos, ha'reza m'shubach, ma'bin chakiros l'b'dikos, what's the difference between chakiros and b'dikos? From a halachic perspective, chakiros, as it relates to chakiros, echadami any idea, if one of the edim say any idea, edus and betela, the edus is bottle. B'dikos, when it comes to the b'dikos, echadami any idea, if one of them says, I don't know, and even if both of them say, I don't know, it's still going to be okay. But one thing that chakiros and medikos have in common is that in the event that they contradict each other, then the edus is for sure going to be bottled. What would be as it relates to the chakiros? So one of the seven questions was, what day of the month did it happen? So what would be if one of the Edom say, it happened on the second day of the month? The other one said, it happened on the third day of the month. Edusan kayemes the edus is kayem. Even though they contradicted each other, because maybe one person knows about the Ibur, the other person doesn't know about the Ibur. The Rishonim asked, maybe not. Right? Maybe yeah, maybe not. I mean, it's a question of Safik then. If it's a question of Safik, I don't know, Safik Mammon, Amitzimei Chaveri Olav Araya, Safik Nefashis, L'Hakil, right? So you have to start knowing how you deal with a Safik. But either way, because of the possibility that they're not contradicting each other, it's for that reason they doesn't kayamas. So, if one of them said it happened on the third day of the month, the other one said it happened on the fifth day of the month, then the Eid is going to be bottle, right? Because 2 days already, what's the alibi? One day, you know that it was 2 days Rish Chodesh, you think it was 1 day Rish Chodesh. But if you're off by 2 days, then it is what it is. What would be, as it relates to the question of Be'ezah, one of them say it happened 2 hours into the day, and the other one said it happened 3 hours into the day, because he could be off by an hour. Because to be off by 2 hours, that already not. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kayemes, that even if you're off by 2 hours, still it's okay, because people can make mistakes even by 2 hours. Stating that, says Rabbi Yehuda, what would be if one said the fifth hour of the day, the other says the seventh hour of the day? Then I agree, I do some betela, and the reason is because then the sun's in different places. It's still in the east. If it's setting already, then it's already in the west. Okay, so after they cross-examined the first day, they brought in the second aid. They asked them all the same questions. If they saw that what the two Adam was saying was identical, so again, we're dealing with Dinei Nefashis now. We start off, the first argument is chos, right? What does that remind us? Brings us back again to the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak. If one of the Adam say, I have a schos, Oy echad min ha-talmidim says yeshli lelamed olav chayva. So the Edom, we know who they are. Who are the Talmidim? We know who they are as well. They're sitting in the shuros, right, watching this spectacle. So if one of the Edom says chos, or if one of the Talmidim says chayva, mashaskenoisa, because we never accept the Edom. It was a machlokes in the Gemara, but that's the Stam Mishnah. We never accept the Edom, and as relates to the Talmidim, we'll accept them, but not lechayva. Amar echad min ha-talmidim yeshli lelamed olav chos. If one of the Talmidim says not chayva but rather chos, then maylenoisai, we bring him up. We make him part of the fold. They give him a seat between the dayanim, and they left him there the entire day. Meaning, because if you see it in tzchus, we want to hear you out again and again and again, because you never know, maybe he has something to say. If at the end of the day he had something to say, we would hear him out, meaning he will have a vote. To the extent that what he's saying is good, what would be if the plaintiff says that I have a schus on myself? We listen to him. Again, there has to be some merit to what he's saying. Now, let's say they found the schus. Okay, so they did the cross-examination of the Eidim. They were poischem b'schus, and they ended up finding schus. Patru, he's good to go. Let's say, at the end of the day, this is not looking good. Now you have to do halona sadin, as we've spoken about earlier. They wait until the next day. Umizdavgin zugoy zugoy. And what they would do it is they would take the dayanim, they would peer them into zugoy. Meaning the oilam wouldn't go home and just spend the night however you want to. They continued, they set up like chavrusa shafts, right? So you're going to learn together and you're going to learn together, and they would go through the sugya. They didn't eat a lot. They didn't drink wine at all. And they spent the whole night dealing with this. So we talk about sleeping on it. It's really proverbially speaking, because what are they doing? They're holding in the sugya. In the morning, they would get up early. Lebeslin, and they would come to Beslin. If somebody was a mazaka the day before, say he would say, I was a mazaka and I'm still a mazaka. Right? This is how they would start. Now, let's say they wanted to switch. Right? That's assuming they didn't want to switch. Let's say they wanted to switch. So someone's Mlamit Khoiva, he could be Mlamit Schus. You can't be Mlamit Khoiva. Now, we saw Rav's Memra, which was one of the Dafin in the last parak. That's only true up until the Gemara Din. Once the Gemara Din, then you have to say whatever you think. Of course, if you were Mlamit Schus, you could be Khoiz Mlamit Khoiva. Let's say they made a mistake. Meaning they can't remember 100% what they said. So there were two Sefer Adayanim, and they would remind them of what they said. If they were able now to find the schus, Patru is good to go. And if not, I'm the Dominion. Meaning, now we're going to take the final tally. We tried yesterday, now we're going to try it again. So again, it's a bezin shal chav gimel, right? If 12 of them say zakah and 11 of them say chayev zakah. Let's say 12 say chayev, 11 say zakah. That's not enough, right? Because even though you have a roiv, but when it comes to roiv, you need a roiv by two. Va'afilu echad asem mezaken, ve'echad asem mechayvin, ve'echad asem eni yodeya. Or what would be if you have 11, 11, one of them says eni yodeya. Va'afilu esrim v'shnayim mezaken. Or even if 22 say zaka, oy mechayvin. Or 22 say chayv. Ve'echad asem eni yodeya, one of them says eni yodeya. Yisifu hadayonim. You have no choice, but you have to be moist of dayan. Meaning if one person says any idea, it doesn't matter what the other 22 say, it's a problem. So you have to become a moisif in shnai. You always add 2, 2. Add shivim v'ech until you get to 71. Shloshim v'shishim v'zakin, v'shloshim v'chamishim v'chayv. Let's say you got to 71. And now from the 71, you have 36 saying zakeh, 35 saying chayv. Oh, that's easy. Zakeh, that's a roi. Shloshim v'shishim v'chayv and v'shloshim v'chamishim v'zakin. Let's say 36 say chayv and 35 say zakeh. That's not good. Why is that not good? Because again, although there's a roiv chayev, but it's only up by one, you have to win by two. So don in elu keneged elu, they fight it out. Achira echem and amechayv and divrei mezakin. Until one of the mechayv and see the mezakin, we saw the Gemara said that really it's true in the reverse. If one of the mezakin would see divrei amechayv, it would also be that way. But we're trying to think positively. But the bottom line is, this is the way it would play itself out. Again, a very long Mishnah, a lot of which we've seen already, and a lot of which the Gemara is going to delve into in the coming daf. But as it relates to Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to now begin with the beginning of the Mishnah. We're going to fangum for nomfang. And that is the halachos of the seven chakiras. The Mishnah said, "Hoyu bayit kenoisa b'shevet chakiras." What were they? Be'ez shavu, which mitah? Be'ez shana, which year in the Shemitah? Be'ez chodesh, what month within the year? Be'kamim chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ez yom, what day of the week? Be'ez shav, what hour of the day? And be'ez mokim, where exactly did it take place? Now these are seven predetermined questions. And the Gemara feels that they probably have a makar from somewhere. It's probably a makar in the Torah that the amount of questions supposed to ask is seven. And zok, the Gemara on that note, mino hani mili. From vanit kumt deverter, where do we know how you boitkin oisnei b'sheva chakiris? Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, Amakra. It's really based on a combination of three psukim. The first pasuk is, it says, v'darashto v'chokarto, this pasuk is talking about the ir hanidachas. There's another pasuk that says, referring to the yochid that's over the zara. And finally, it says, and that's referring to the enzyme. So it's between these three psukim that we know seven chakiris. Now we need help from Rashi just to understand Pash Pshan and the Gemara. So this is the way Rashi explains it. Rashi says, Vidorashto is mashma chakira. Vichokarta is mashma chakira. And Vishoalto hetev is also mashma chakira. And Rashi goes out of his way to explain this, that Vidorashta inherently means hetev. That's what the word Drisha means. Look into it good. Vichakarta also inherently means hetev. Vishalta does not inherently mean hetev. That's why Vishalta needs a hetev. So it's Vidorashta 1, Vichakarta 2, Vishalta hetev is 3. In the next pasuk, it says Vishamata, Vidorashta hetev. Now, if Vidorashta itself means hetev, then Vidorashta hetev is superfluous. Thus, the hetev is coming to teach me another one. So again, Vidorashta 1, Vichakarta 2, Vishalta hetev is 3. Then you have Vidorashta 4, hetev is 5. And then the next pasuk says Vidorashu ashaitim hetev. Again, Vidorashu means hetev, thus hetev is another one. So 3 plus 2 plus 2, that's how you end up with them. Abafreik the Gemara, Ve'ema, Chada Chada Kedachsiva. Maybe it's not the pshat that every dinei nefashas needs seven. Maybe you need 3 for Ir Hanidachas, 2 for Yochid Oved Avodah Zarah, and another 2 for Edom Zayim. How do you know that we're supposed to merge all of them and say that you're always going to need seven? And in fact, the Imkein L'Chtavin Rachman B'Chadah, if you always need seven, then it should have said seven in one parish in the Torah. And the Gemara answers rather cryptically. Kivin the Bekulu B'Hadi Adadi Ksiva. It's a big shaila what the right gears in the Gemara is. Me'adadi Yalfi, V'kivon the Yalfi Me'adadi, Kidman D'Chsi B'Chadah Dami. So there's a Kaloi Marashi over here. But basically what Rashi says is that it's clear that there's one idea that the Torah is expressing in all three of these psukim, and that is we want you to go ahead and we want you to do v'darashta v'chakarta. It's very obvious that that's what's going on. V'hishfa oisom l'ham milsa, right? The Torah was mashed for these three parashiyas for this one inyan, and as a result, even though the Torah mentioned it in three different places, but it's obvious that it's really one inyan, and yagid al avreya, and the three are coming to complement each other, and it's as if it was written in one place. Now, had it been written in one place, then it's very, very obvious that it would have meant seven chakiras in all situations. So even though it says it in three different places, but it's because the spirit of it is all the same inyan, and it's for that reason what we learn from here is not three here, two here, two here, but rather we learn seven in one place. But the Gemara says, I have a problem with this. You know why? I would accept this answer, Zokta Gemara, if the three parishes where the Torah said it were all the same type of parasha. But there are three very different parishes. One is Ir Hanidachas, which has its uniqueness. The other one is Yochid Oved Avodah Zarah, which has its uniqueness. And the third one is the parasha of Eid Nazayim, which has its uniqueness. So you want to tell me the Torah wrote three things in three places, but it's Kiman the Chsib Chadadami. I can hear it. But if it's in three completely different inyanim, then it's much harder to understand. And the Gemara says, Simin Polat Sayef Hasra, which is really the simin for how the Gemara is about to depict the fact that Ir Hanidachas is unique and it's different than Yochid Oved Avodah Zarah and Zoyman and Azoyvaita, that each one of them has its uniqueness. Now, one thing that it's kedai to speak out before we finish the Gemara, and that is the inyan of Drisha V'Chakira is a kula. Right? Is it a chumra? Is it a kula? It's a kula. It's a tremendous kula. That's Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, by the way, that says, kula marba bibdika is areza meshubach. It's because it's a kula. You be mekayim vitzilo eda. If you let Edom just walk into Bezin and you accept their edas, that would be the chumra. The chumra for who? For the person that's, you know, behind the stand. So the fact that we do the drishas v'chakira is really a kula. So with that in mind, Zok the Gemara is like, irani dachas anach tarti loy damyo. Irani dachas is different than yachra vidavad dezaren. Edom zoyimim in. Shekein, mamoinam, palat. Because they have a kula that irani dachas doesn't have. Well, how so that nothing happens to their money? Yachra vidavad dezaren gets skill, but nothing happens to his money. Edom zoyimim in, if they're getting whatever, nothing happens to their money. Irani dachas, even the money gets destroyed. As a result, if you would know drishas v'chakiras in those two, you can never shtel it through to Irani dachas, because Irani dachas has a chumrah in that the money gets destroyed, and if there's a chumrah as it relates to this person, the members of the Irani dachas, maybe there's another chumrah that you don't need drishas v'chakiras, because again, drishas v'chakiras, we just said, is a kula. Avodazar, lahanach tarti loy damyo, shekein b'sayef. Irani dachas and Edom Zoyman has a kula over Avodah Zarah. What's the kula? That they both get saif, as opposed to Avodah Zarah, which gets skila. Now let's hit the pause button for 1 second. Irani dachas gets saif, that's a pasuk in the Torah. How do you know that Edom Zoyman gets saif? So Rashi and Tosfos both have two pshat, they have the same two pshat. The first pshat that Rashi and Tosfos say is, because the ikur parsha of Edom Zoyman, this is interesting, it's talking about a ritzech. The pshut eshon ikur is talking about a ritzech. And a ritzech gets saif. So the tasisim lekashazamim is saif. Now, kashazamim can be anything. It can be money. But the ikur parsha is saif. Rashi and Tosfos, the second pshat that they both say they prefer, is that when the Gemara says saif, it doesn't mean it's always saif. What it means is it could be saif, because it could be anything. The point is that a yachid over the Avodah Zarah is always going to be skila, as opposed to Edom Zoyim, and you find the kula that, even if it's Mises Bezin, it might be the more kula than Mises Bezin, like the Irani Dachas, which is only going to be saif. But the bottom is, just because you find the idea of Shevach HaKirois by Edom Zoyim, the Irani Dachas, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have that kula when it comes to a yachid Avodah Zarah. And then finally, Edom Zoyim lahanach tarti loy dami, Edom Zoyim is also not doing it to them, because Edom Zoyim has a chumrah, and what's the chumrah? Shekein tzrichin asra. Because when it comes to the other two, Irani Dachas needs asra, and the yachid over the Avodah Zarah needs asra, as opposed to Edom Zoyim, where we know he has this very big chiddush, it doesn't need asra. So the Gemara says that you're going to tell me that it's keman dechsiv b'chad adami. In this case, it's very, very hard to understand. Why? Because they're so different, these three. And because they're so different, and not just they're so different, each one has a chumra that the other one doesn't have. Irani dachas has a chumra that the money gets destroyed. The yachid over the zara has a chumra that it's skila. And Edzoyim has a chumra that it doesn't need asra. So how could you learn one from the other? So the Gemara says, you're right. In Svara, you would never be able to learn one from the other. There's a gzera shava, because all three of the psukim said the word heitev. And based on this gzera shava, then there's no perches, and as a result, you're able to merge these three parshas. So, the Gemara was a shava mufna. This is gzeir shava, right? The Gemara is like asking rhetorically, this better be a gzeir shava mufna. The Eloi mufna, because if it's not a mufna, ikla merfach. So we know not all gzeir shavas are created equally. This is what's known as gzeir shava mufna, gzeir shava she'ina mufna. Gzeir shava mufna means with the word that you use, if your gzeir shava is extra, it could be mufna mitzarecha, mufna mishnei tzadim. If it's mufna mishnei tzadim, you can't ask any questions on it. As opposed to a regular gzeir shava, the halach is you're allowed to ask questions on it. Doesn't mean it's not a gzeir shava, but if the word is not an extra word, it doesn't have the same koyach. Says the Gemara, this gzeir shava better be mufna. Why? Because if it's not mufna, you could ask questions. What are you going to ask? The questions that we just asked, right? Those are the questions. You're going to tell Edom Zoyim is different, doesn't ask, etc., etc. The Gemara says, yeah, loy, afnuye mufna, 100%. It is mufna. Why is it mufna? Because mid havalei lemichtav v'darshu v'chakru v'shani kra b'dibure behetev shmamina lafnuye. Because the Torah could have said the word v'darshu v'chakru. So what's it referring to? It's referring to the latter two of the three psukim. Right, the first pasuk here in Yedachas, it says v'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. So it says the word v'darashta, it says the word v'chakarta, and then it also says v'sha'alta heitev. Okay, but the next two say v'darashta heitev. V'darshu ha'sheftim heitev. Heitev is the second mention of chakir in those psukim. Really, it's not the best word to use. The best word to have used would have been v'darashta v'chakarta v'darshu v'chakru. Why are you using heitev? The first pasuk is not a kasha because it says v'darashta v'chakarta, and now, okay, we're out of business. So now you have to say heitev. But in those two psukim, why use the word heitev? Heitev is like a riboy, but it's an extra word. Really, what the Torah should have said was, it should have said the lashon of v'darashta, it should have said the word v'chakarta. or v'darshu v'charku, and being that it's not what it did, rather it was v'shoni krabidi burei behetev, because that's not the perfect word. Meaning, it brings out the point, but it's still not the best word to use. Shmami nolafnuye, that's a right stuff. But the Gemara says v'kati mufna mitzad echadu, it's not completely mufna. Meaning, if you want a real gzeir shav mufna, you can't ask any questions on. You need all the building blocks, and in this case, it's not two. In this case, how many? It's three, because this gzeir shav is based on three parashiyos in the Torah. The Gemara says, "Bishloim hanach tarti, bishloim as relates to the other two mufna who b'shum da'avalei lemichtav." Like we just said, right? Not v'darashto v'shalta heitev v'darashto v'chakarta. Not v'darshu hashoytim heitev v'darshu v'chakru. Elo irani dachas my havalei lemichtav. By irani dachas, it says already v'darashto. It says already v'chakarta. So if you want to add a third one. So v'shal tehetev sounds like the reasonable one to use. So what? So that's l'chur, not mufna. So the Gemara says, right? Oksiva kulu. The Gemara says, no hasam nami afnuye mufna. It's still mufna. Mid havalei lemichtav dorosh tidrosh oichakor tachkor v'shani krabe dibur behetev shmami no lafnuye. It could have said dorosh tidrosh twice or chakor tachkor twice. Now one of them it would have said twice. One of them it would have said once. I ain't Tosfos who talks a little bit more about this. But the point is, one of the two lashonis it could have said twice. It said the word hetev. So the Heitev is mufna, all three heitevs are mufna, and if all three heitevs are mufna, that's how you know what you know. So the bottom line is like this. At this point, where are we? We know Shevach HaKiros, where? We know by Irani Dachas, we know it by Edom Zoymimin, and we know by Yochad Evi Lezar. And really, anything that's similar to that, L'chura, we're going to be able to shtaltzu. So the Gemara says like this. Okay, but we know it's true, the Din Shevach HaKiros, by all Mises Besen. So how do we get from here to all Mises Besen? So the Gemara says, V'osu nechnokim b'kal v'choyme mineskolim u'minerogim. I know anyone that's chayiv chenek also needs Shevach HaKiros, kal v'choyme from the people that are chayiv skila, and from the people that are chayiv herek. What does that mean? I know kal v'choyme from the people that are chayiv skilo, who's chayiv skilo? Yochad oved avodah zarah. Madach yochad oved avodah zarah, who has a chumra of skilo, has a kula of shevach hakiros. So certainly someone that's only chayiv chenek. Or from the nerogin. Who are the nerogin? So the nerogin are the irani dachas, right? Herig asayiv. So the irani dachas has saif. And the Gemara said also that edem zoymim are also besayiv. So I know nechnokim kal v'chomer from the neskolim and the nerogin. Additionally, v'asu nisrofim be kal v'chomer and neskolim. I'll know someone that's chayiv sreifa kal v'chomer from the neskolim. Meaning, skilo is more chomer than sreifa. I can't learn Sreifa Kal V'chomer from the Nerogen, because Sreifa is more chomer than Nerogen. But it's more kuldig than Skila. Skila is chomer. Right, in the world of Avraham Yisrael Bezdin, it's Skila, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek. Now, there is a Shittas Rav Shimon who argues. Rav Shimon holds that Sreifa is more chomer than Skila, and he holds that Chenek is more chomer than Herig. The Gemara is going to mention Rav Shimon in the next line. But the bottom line is, for now, Zok the Gemara, Asu Nechnokim Bekal V'chomer min Eskolen, Umin Nerogen, V'asu Nesrof Bekal V'chomer min Eskolen. That's how you know all Avraham Yisrael Bezdin, right? That is basically the short version of how exactly this works itself out. It is kedai, if you're holding cheshmet, to just mention one kasha that the Rishonim struggle with, that why do you need asu nechnokim bekal v'chomer min eskolim nerogim and asu nesrofim kal v'chomer min eskolim? Why don't we say it's all nichal in the parasha of Edom Zoyim? Because Edom Zoyim, we said, really can mean anything. And a vifal Edom Zoyim can mean anything, so why do you need a kal v'chomer? It should be nichal in the Zoyim. And the truth is like this, bishloima, according to the first pshat in Rashi and Tosfos, that when the Gemara said ma'ale Edom Zoyim shekem b'sayif, it means that Edom Zoyim is a parasha of sayif. Also, it's very good. I know it by skill, I know it by sayif. I don't know it by herig. I don't know by chenek, I don't know by sreif. That's why I need the kal v'chomer. But according to the second pshat that Rashi and Tosfos preferred, so why not just say it's mefurish in the parasha of Edom Zoyim? This is a kasha, ayin b'chdushei ra. This is a kasha that the Rishonim struggled. Right, it's poshut, this kasha was the reason that Rashi and Tosfos were even mentioning the first pshat. When you learn the Gemara, why would the Rishonim even say the first pshat? So obvious what the second pshat is. The Teretz is, you see from this line of Gemara that it obviously wasn't so poshut. But the Gemara says, even what we just said, hanich l'rabbanon, this is all good according to Rabbanon, the Amri holds skila chamura, that holds skila is more chamur than sreifa. El Rav Shimon damas sreifa chamur ma'yigla me'imar. But according to Rav Shimon, that holds that sreifa is more chamur than what? Then skila. So you can't learn sreifa from skila, because maybe skila has the kula as opposed to sreifa not. So we're good in terms of everything. We checked off every single box with the exception of Rav Shimon's sreifa. And we know Rav Shimon's moida sreifa needs shevach hakiris. How do I know that? So the Gemara says, oh, I'm Rav Yehuda. Because of this, Rav Yehuda said, I think we need to do this a little bit differently. And he's going to really take everything that we just said, build on it, but at the same time, throw it ala panim. It says in the Torah, in those psukim, v'hinei emes nachayn, v'hinei emes nachayn. So the first v'hinei emes nachayn, it says by the irani dachas, v'derash v'chakak, v'shalta eitev, and the pasuk continues, it says v'hinei emes nachayn adavar. And the second one, it says, by the Yochid Oyved Avodah Zarah. Okay, so said Rav Yehuda, it says, V'hine Emes Nochoin, and it says again, V'hine Emes Nochoin, Hochadzri, where you end up with this 11. Meaning, we're sticking with everything that we just said, we're building on it. We have the 7 that we just said from the 3 parashas. And then we add Emes Nochoin, which is another 2 plus 2, which gives me 11. So what's the Cheshbon? Sheva L'Sheva Chakirois, 7 for the 7 Chakirois, Dal Tlas L'Gzeru Shafa, 3 of them I can't use because I need them for the Gzeru Shafa. What are the 3 that are using for the Gzeru Shafa? Heitev. Now, in the previous Gemara, we used Heitev. But here, we're not using Heitev. Truth is, you can make the argument not to use Heitev. What's the argument? Because Heitev was Mufna, we said. It was Mufna L'Gzeru Shafa. So, Avifel, it's Mufna L'Gzeru Shafa. I had to be Mufna. So, then maybe I can't use it for the Minyan either. Right? That's the Chakira over here. It's Mufna. Does that mean I can't use it for the Minyan? I mean, it's Mufna in Pshat, in the Pasuk. That means now, oh, I can use it even for drush, right? If I'm using something for drush, does that make it not mufna already? But the bottom line is, that's the shock of the tire. But says the Gemara, in Rav Yehuda's formulation, the 7 are the 7 chakiros, but it comes a little bit different now, because dal tlas le gzeres shava, the 3 heitevs I'm not using, so where am I making up the other 3? It's from the emes nochein, emes nochein. Pashal uchada, I have 1 extra. Oh, the Rav Shimon's, ok the Gemara, lasuil nisrofin. It's coming to teach me nisrofin. That's where I end up with the ok the Gemara and lurabon. What a lurabon, right? Wrong niggin. Lirab shimin lasuil nisrofin. Right, we got the Gemara right, but we got the niggin wrong. Lirab shimin lasuil nisrofin. Lurabon, according to Rabbanon, what do you have that for? Because milsa das bekal. There's an Indian in Milsa Dasa B'Kal V'Chaymer, and being that some of the Mises Bez in here are Asa B'Kal V'Chaymer, so there's an idea. I'm telling you there's an extra one because you should know that Yoisem Imasha Kosov Khan, and it's based on this concept of Milsa Dasa B'Kal V'Chaymer, Torah Mekosov Lakra Zokhtimon. Megadif for Rabbi Vos. Rabbi Vos heard this and he wasn't happy. Megadif, right? We know what Megadif means. There's a parish in the Torah of the Megadif. So Rabbi Vos was not happy. He heard this and he said, I understand. If you're telling me that really your Makar here is the fact that it says also v'hine emes nachim, v'hine emes nachim, you have 11. So the emol asuye shmoyne chakirois. Maybe there's 8 chakirois. Meaning, what was the cheshbon of 7 chakirois? I have 11 words to work with. Of the 11, 7 chakirois, 3 I can't use, and I have 1 extra to teach me Rav Shem. Great, Rav Avo, maybe that's not the way it is. Maybe there's 8 chakirois, and there's no Rav Shemin, right? Now there's no milsa dasi v'kal v'chaim v'tar v'klas al lakro. We can live with that. But it's going to be very lamaises in the world of Rav Shimon that maybe by Sreifa, this Takin knows such halach. Another Rav Avo said that from the 11, maybe Dal 3, the 3 heitevs, and I should be left with 8, and there should be 8 chakiros, right? It's a good kasha. I mean, if all I have is 7, so all I have is 7 chakiros. But you tell me now you have 11, and from the 11 you can use 3, because then I have 8. So if you have 8, maybe 8 chakiros, mechtesana. You're almost working backwards. I know 7, so I have an 8. Oh, it's extra. Mechtesi, maybe 8. This is the makar to the chakiros. So it's a state 8, efshid does 8. Mechtesi 7. Maybe it should really be 8. So the Gemara says, once I have a shmoyne chakiros meyika, do you even have, what's going to be the 8th question? Well, I'll tell you, of course, but ikal asuye bekama b'shah. What minute in the hour? Right? One of the questions was be'ezah shah. So maybe it's negei bekama b'shah. V'tanya nami yochi. Oh, and by the way, there's a braisa. Oh, you might get a shmoyne chakiros. They used to do shmoyne chakiros. There's actually such a braisa. So Gemara says like this. Oh, nichal abaya. Now this abaya that we're about to mention is in a sugya mesachtes psochim daf yud aleph ayin sham, where the Gemara gets involved whether people are toya b'shah, and whether people are toya minutes in the shah. Now, whether or not people are toya b'shah, we saw that already in the Mishnah. That was the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, right? So in the Mishnah already, we saw that if somebody was off by 1 hour, it's fine. If someone's off by 2 hours, Eidusim B'Taylor. Rabbi Yehuda said, even if you're off by 2 hours, Eidusim Kayemes. Now, the Tanakam is nameless. But in Masechtas Pesachim, we learn that the Tanakam is Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. Stam Baal Pluk to the Rabbi Yehuda is Rav Meir, right? So there's Dvarim Eichichim that would be Rav Meir. But Al Kapanim, there's a Shaili off by 1 hour, 2 hours, right? Everyone holds it could be off by an hour. 2 hours according to Rav Meir is already, no one's off by 2 hours. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah. So there was Machlokes Abaye V'Rava in Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What about minutes within the hour? How does that play itself out? So the Gemara says like this. Again, what's the ha'ara? Rabbi Avol said maybe you need 8 chakiras. What would be the 8th chakira? So the 8th chakira would be bekama b'sha. So the Gemara says, ha, nicho, this is good la'abayo, alibidur ha'meyer. The Amar who said, ein adam toya v'loy klom. That a person never makes a mistake. That is Abaya's understanding of Rameyer, ayin the sugya mesachtes psachim. That a person doesn't make a mistake at all. Even within minutes, within the hour, you're not supposed to mistake. U'lahach lishna nami do Amar adam toya mashu shaper. And there's another lishna over there, where the Gemara says that Abaya holds Alibi the Rameyer that a person could make a mistake, but it would only be a mashu of a mistake. Meaning, if it's a bigger mistake, then already for sure a person would have made. Shapa, then it's good. Meaning, because then it's a fair question. Ask them when in the hour was it. If he says it was 4:15 and he says it was 4:45, so you know you have a problem. Ella Abaya Alibi the Rabbi Huda the Omar, Adam Toyachatzi Shah. But according to Abaya Alibi the Rabbi Huda in the Sugi Masechtas Pesachim, that says a person can make a mistake even on a Chatzi Shah. Ula Rav, and according to Rav who said in the Sugi Dama Tov in Chituva, that when it comes to minutes within the hour, no one ever makes a mistake. So what are you going to say? That's not a fair question. So if you hold that there's such a fair question to ask, meaning you expect people to know, then if you don't know, you could trip them up, so maybe it's a chakira. But if that's b'machloikish, you have to get involved in a complicated sugya over there in Psachim Yud Aleph. So if that's the case, this eighth chakira is only going to work according to one side in the sugya. Where it says, Elolah, so I'll tell you. You know what the eighth child would be? Bekama b'yoyvel. What? Where was it in the Yovel? Nor says Hainabez Shavua. Wasn't that what Shemitah it is? You asked him what Shemitah, you asked him what year. So that's become of a Yovel, right? What else do you want to know about the Yovel? Right? It's the fourth Shemitah of the Yovel in the third year of the Yovel. So you already asked him that. You ask him which Yovel, the Idach. So what do the Chachamim hold? Kivan the Amah Be'ezah Shavua, they buy Be'ezah Yovel. Why do you need Ezah Yovel? Rashi says, they ain't Edom Amtina, they do some Yovel al Chaver. I can't remember, is it this Yovel or last Yovel, right? This guy has a yen as a kudin, right? He's not sure. But the bottom line is, this is already just not even a reasonable question. And because this is not a reasonable question, so it's for that reason, it's not Mestaber. This is who this would be. A Shai, there's only seven Chakiris. There's only seven Chakiris, that's how you end up with. Again, so what's the Makar to the seven Chakiris? After further review, the Maskana Sagamara, it's learned out from the merging via the Gzeira Shav of Heitev Heitev, the three parishes in the Torah. The parish of Edom Zoyman, the parish of Yochel Oved Oved Zara, and the parish of the Irani Dachas. Between the three parishes, there are 11 mentions. The three Heitevs, Gzeira Shav and Mufna, cannot be used. You're left with eight. There's only seven Chakiras we can think of. And as a result, it's going to end up being a makar for seven questions. What's the eighth? According to Rabbi Shimon Lasuye Sreifa, according to the Chachamim Nilsa the Asya Bekal V'Chaymer Torach V'Kosal V'Kos. So just two ha'aras on today's daf. The first ha'arah is with regards to the latter part of the daf, the Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Samach Gimel. He says that it's mavur in the Gemara that there were seven questions that had to be asked and that had to be answered. Right? The seven chakiras. You say in your day on the chakiras edus and betel. And the Gemara went through what the seven were. Now, of the seven, the first question was Be'ezah Shavua, which Shemitah was it? The second was Be'ezah Shana, which year in the Shemitah was it? So Mechas Chinuch says like this, he says, I don't understand. He says that today, go ask somebody what Shemitah it is, L'minyan Ayoivlis. He's going to have no idea. He's not going to have a clue. He's not going to know what exactly it is. Be'ezah Shana B'Shemitah, he says. Even that most people are not going to know. His lashon is Rak Yichidei Skula Hanoyag in Shemitas Ksofen. Those are the people that in Chutz Laretz will know, right? Dvar Matikin, the Rosh, and his Truvas, he traveled around. Nobody was being Noyag Shemitas Ksofen. But the bottom line is that the Mechas Chinuch says most people today for sure don't know where we're holding Shemitas regarding the Yovel, right? Even if you say you know, you're a liar, because we have absolutely no cheshben. And even the years within the Shemitah, he said most people don't know. So he said, how would it be possible to do chakiros? At the end of the day, you're going to end up saying any other day. And if you can say any other day, you're not going to be able to have an edus. Now, today it's not a kasha zokta mechas chinuch. Why? Because today we don't paskin dinei nefashos anyways. But we know that Bayis Sheni, they did paskin dinei nefashos. It was up to 40 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, the Yidden was still paskining dinei nefashos. And he brings from the Rambam in Perek Yud from Hilchah Shemitah v'yoyvel, Alocha hey, she'ein moinen klal yoyvelis, there were no yoyvelis already b'zman Bayis Sheni, which means it's mistabe the people had no cheshben of the yoyvel in Bayis Sheni. So if that's the case, mechas chinuch says, I don't understand, how is it possible to have edus for dinei nefashos during Bayis Sheni? How was it possible to have Eidus Nefashos during Bayis Sheni? You're automatically going to be any day b'chakiros because there's no way to know b'Eidus Shavua. Azoy feik the Mechas Chinuch. And the Mechas Chinuch says, venerally, you have to say, the be'emes ain mevur b'teira mahin ha'chakiros. Let me just read a little bit from L'shoinei Hazav. It's not mefurish in the Torah what the chakiros were. Rak da ha'teira kosva d'tzorech Eidus ata yochel la'azimu. Dal yizeh misyorim ha'edim l'sheker. Va'amru chazal d'tzorech sheve chakiros. Shekula nazama tluya behem. Va'av she'amar emesh hargu d'shayich din ha'azama b'loya chakiros b'kama v'yoyevul. Mikol mokim avdin, and this is really based on a sugya later. Either way, v'chol zeh b'mokim she'shayich ha'sheve chakiros tzrichem ha'bezin l'chokram. And he goes on to say that the whole side of Chakiros is to get Eidashat Yachal Azima. Once upon a time, this was the way you got to Eidashat Yachal Azima. There were seven questions that were asked, and through these seven questions, you can come to Eidashat Yachal Azima. But the MS is, really all you need is Eidashat Yachal Azima. And as long as you're going to come to Eidashat Yachal Azima, that's going to be... He says, today you're in your day of Chakiros, Bez is also in your day of Chakiros. So how are they going to figure it out? They'll figure it out another way. He says, Lamashal, if somebody would say today, if that is enough for Idashat Yachal Azima, that's going to be fine. So as much as it's true, we're learning it out from a pasuk, and there's a din Shevach HaKiros, but at the same time, you have to understand a little bit what's going on over here. What's going on over here is the yesod of the Shevach HaKiros is to get you to a place of Idashat Yachal Azima. Historically, if someone was in your day with any one of these seven questions, it was Eidah Shayat Yachal Azima. But today it doesn't have to be that way. And because it doesn't have to be that way, over here already, the halach is going to be different. And the Michas Chinuch says this in two long paragraphs, and he concludes, Kein Nira Pashat. L'chari, this is Pashat. Just want to shtel to one maramachin from the Rishonim, and that is Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Re'eh. So this is on the pasuk v'darashto v'chakarto v'sho'alto heitev v'hinei emes nochem hadavar nesesa hatoyeva hazois b'kirbecha. It's referring to the Irani Dachas. It says Rabbeinu Bechaya, hoyuboidkin esa eidem b'dinei nefashis b'shevach hakiris. I'm just going to read one paragraph. Be'ez ha-shmita, be'ez ha-shana, be'ez ha-chodesh, be'kama b'chodesh, be'ez ha-yoyim, be'kama shoyis ben ha-yoyim, be'ez ha-mokim. V'oid hoyuboidkin oisa b'sheva b'dikois. This is a chiddush nifla from the Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says there used to be boidikim with sheva bedikas as well. Va'abedikos hein advarim she'inon ikur be'edos ve'ein ha'edos tluya behen. Fu she'shayalim lehem ma hoya lovosh ha'nerag oya hoyreg begadim levonim o'shchoyrim afra adama she'nerag olea hoya lovon oya adoim ma'isa hoya she'amru edim emakam pleni tachas ha'teina harag pleni as ha'nefesh u'badchu chachamim as ha'edim v'amrulam te'enim she'loh she'chayrus ha'levon es uktan shlem aruchay zay k'tzaris sanhedrin daf mem amaralf. And then Rabbeinu Bechaya concludes v'soid sheva chakiros כנגד שבע קצוויס, והשביעי היכל הקודש, מכוון באמצע, והוא האמס המכריע, כן יבוד האמס מתוך שבע חקירס. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says two things. Number one, he says, just like there were שבע חקירס, there were also שבע בדיקויס. And then he says, על פי קבלה, there's an Indian, that אמס is in seven, and as a result, if you're going to ask seven questions, that's how you're going to come to the אמס. כן יבוד האמס מתוך שבע חקירס. It sounds like, Rabbeinu Bechaya, this number seven is not an arbitrary number. And the truth is, the sugya is a little mashma that way, because we know on immediately seven. Now, the Gemara said maybe eight, and the Gemara actually brought a Tanya Nami Hachi that maybe it's eight, so you have to know. But the bottom line is that Rabbeinu Bechaya seems to be saying that it's not like once upon a time we needed D7 in order to come to Eidashat Yachal Azima. But now, just tell you, you know, B'shana Sha'anu Moinim Kan, L'mispurim, L'mispuraini, and you're going to come, it's not so simple. There is a method to seven. And where does a Chapa Nafkamina? Even in the Bedikos, Rabbeinu Bechaya says. It's not just Sheva Chakiris, it's also Sheva Bedikos. If you take a look at the Ramban Al HaTorah right here, so the Ramban's also very Geshmak Ramban, in light of the Gemara that we just learned. The Ramban goes through in Pshutai Shal Mikra why the Torah was Megala, V'darashta V'chakarta, by the Yochad Ovid V'Dazara, by the Eidzoyim, by the Irani Dachas. Again, at the end of the day, based on today's daf, it's true everywhere. But the Torah was megalad here, and there must be a reason. So he says in Pshutei Shal Mikra, one of the svaras that he says is that, you know, very often you hear rumors about things. Right? You're going to hear rumors, that city, they're all... says, V'darashta v'chakarta, don't rely on rumors. That's one of the themes of this Ramban. But then at the end, he says, U'mikulon yatzalanu, based on our Gemara, U'mikulon yatzalanu, sheva chakirois u'bedikois. Now, he doesn't say mefurah, sheva chakirois v'sheva bedikois, but he says sheva chakirois u'bedikois. Now, I think, 100 out of 100 times when you learn this Ramban, and you see sheva chakirois u'bedikois, if you even notice it, you're going to say sheva chakirois, Kama u'bedikos. Abenach Rabbeinu Bechaya, which we know Rabbeinu Bechaya is very much based on Ramban. The Sheva Chakiros u'bedikos probably means that the Sheva is going on the Chakiros in the bedikos. So two chedushim. Number one, the Sheva is not only the Chakiros, the Sheva is also on the bedikos. And number two, there's something about the number seven, which maybe has a little bit to do with this Minchas Chinuch. That's the first order. The second order is going back to the first part of the daf, which was Dagadat the Gemara and Daf Lametes Amibes. So the Gemara over there, in the middle of all the different Divrei Agadah, talked a little bit about Mesha, who was the king of Moav. And the pasuk says, "Vayikach es benoy abechor asher yimlech tachto vayaleu oyla al achoyma." This caused a tremendous kitchik for Klal Yisrael when Mesha took his son, his eldest son, and he brought him as a carbon oyla. And there was machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what exactly Mesha did and why it was a kitrig. Chadama once said l'shem shemayim, that what he did was l'shem shemayim. The kitrig was that Ru'uma ben beni l'bein chami. Look at Mesha Melech Moyev and look at Klal Yisrael. The Chadama, the other one said l'shem avoyda zara, that what he did was just the opposite. What he did was not l'shem shemayim. What he did was l'shem avoyda zara. And what was the kitrig? Because the Yidden then were going and if this is what the Mekukolim Shabahen of the Oivdik Rechavim are doing, this somehow reflects on the Yidden, and that's why it ended up being a tremendous kitrig. But it was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if Mesha Melech Moyev was Meschavim L'Shem Shemayim, or is Meschavim L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara is not sure who said what. So Rav Ruvah Margolis, and Margolis Ayam says, I am Masha Kasafti. I mean, we knew that before Rav Ruvah Margolis wrote that. I am Masha Kasafti B'Sefer Shem Oilam. I have such a note. The Sefer Margolis Ayam, which is so dense on Masech to Sanhedrin, he doesn't even bring the shtekel. He says, I don't have to repeat it. Just take a look at what I wrote already in my Sefer Shem Oilam. It's amazing. Meaning, Rav Ruvah Margolis wrote more on Sanhedrin than when you have in the Sefer Margolis Ayam. So he says, I am Masha Kasafti B'Sefer Shem Oilam, Ois Kuf Nun Tes. Now, if you look in Shem Oilam, Ois Kuf Nun Tes, Rav Ruvah Margolis sends you to Sefer Shem Oilam Ois Ayin Gimel. And there is where he tells the rest of the story, which is which one of these two shitas was Rav and which one of these two shitas is Shmuel. And over there, he's going on a Gemara, Mesechtes Megillah Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph. This is a Gemara that everybody knows. The Pasuk says, Uvim Lois Hayomim Hoela. Right? It's referring to the story of Esther. Ravu Shmuel. Chadom HaMelech Pikeach Hoya. Vechadom HaMelech Tipesh Hoya. So we know that Achashverosh made a Suda. He made a Suda for everybody. It was 180 days long. And then afterwards, he made another Suda. This was a Mishta Shivas Yomim. Suda Achas Ketana, relatively speaking. And that was L'chol Ha'om HaNimtzeim B'Shushan Habir. Now, it was a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if strategically, from a political perspective, what Achashverosh did was intelligent or it was foolish. Chadama once said Melech Pikeachaya, the Chadama, the other one said Melech Tipeshaya. Mandama Melech Pikeachaya, Shapir Ovad, the Kar of Rechik Abresh. What he did was very smart. First, he was Makar of the Rechikim, the B'nai Masi, Kalem is the Bayim, Mephayaslu. Meaning, it makes sense first to make a party for all the people that are far away, because the people that are closest to you, so you'll do it 180 days later. It's not a Mandama Tipeshaya, the Boyle, the Kruvi, B'nai Masi Abresh. He should have been Makar of the Kraven first, the Mardu Bachani, because like this, if the people from afar would have rebelled against him, Hani have a Kaimi Bad. Day, they would have been next to him. So the Gemara says, "Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Chadama Melech Pikeachaya, Chadama Melech Tipeshaya." But it's not clear who was what. So the Ruma goes to me, it's Pashit. All you have to do is turn the page. And Daf Yud Beis on the base is already a gilui to who said what. The pasuk says, "V'yafked Hamelech Pikidim b'chol Medina is Malchusay, v'ik b'tzuas kol Naira b'sula teves Mar al Shushan Abir v'Naira ashatida b'enei Hamelech Timlech Tachas Vashit." This is where we should have done the trap, by the way. But either way, Amar Rav, my dechse, what's pshat in the pasuk that says the pasuk in Mishle Yud Gimel, kol Orum Yase Bidas, an Orum does Bidas, Uksil Yifrois Iveles. As opposed to the fool, he thinks Krum. Kol Orum Yase Bidas, who is the Orum Zed David? By the way, this is an example of Orum where it's a good thing, right? Vanochashaya Orum was Chakim Labish. This is an example of an Orum Lutoy. But Kol Orum Yase Bidas, Zed David. Dichsiv the Pasuk says, Vayomer Leavodav Yavakshul Adoni Amelech Nair Besulo. David Amelech, right, we had that in today's daf, where he was looking for Nair Besulo. So he said, I'm looking for one Naira. Of course, he was only looking for one Naira. It's a kol mandavale barta aisinala. But uksil yifroisi veles zeachashverosh. Tichsiv yafkein hamelech pikidim. And what did he want? The yikbetsu kol naira besula. Oh, you want everyone? Then kol man da havalei barta itbriva. Meaning, David and Achashverosh were both trying to accomplish the same thing. They were both looking for one naira. But David went away about it with seichel, as opposed to Achashverosh, he went about it as a fool. Who said this memra? Rav. What did Rav say? Kol Orem Yaseh Bedas is David, Uchsil Yifreis Yiveles, that's referring to Achashverosh. So you have already another member of Rav where he refers to Achashverosh as a tippish. He refers to him as a ksil, which is tippish balaz, right? Take a look around. No, it's tippish balaz. So we know that's what it means. It means he's a fool. So it's poshut that the melech tippish ayesu is Achashverosh. Abzak Rav Margolis, I think it's even more than that. Because it's a Gemara Mesech Tzavoy Dezara Daf Chof Amar Aleph. It says in the Torah, V'loy Sechonim. And the Gemara brings a whole bunch of drashas on what it means. One pshat, it means you cannot associate chen, charm, with an oivet kechavim. Says the Gemara Misayer Leila Rav. This supports something Rav said. The Amar Rav, Rav said, also la adam sheyoymer kamenu oivedes kechavim zu. It's awesome to say kamenu oivedes kechavim zu. This is Rav Lishitosoy who holds loy sechane means that loy sitem lahem chen. You're not allowed to say divrei shvach. about an Ovid Kechavim. So, Pashut, he would have never said about Achashverosh Melech Chacham Haya, Melech Pikeach Haya. He said Melech Tipesh Haya, and it's Mefurish, he was based on the base. He's the one that says, Uksil Yifrei Zivels. So, Kevin Margolis, you have a Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. Vayikach Mesha Melech Moyaves Benoya Becharash Yimlech Tachtov. He was an Ovid Kechavim. Was he Mechavel Lashem Shemayim, or was he Mechavel Lashem Avoid Azar? It's Pashut that Rav is the one that said that he was Mechavel Lashem Avoid Azar. Rav who holds that Achashverosh is a Tipesh. Rav that holds his Excel. Rav that says in Avoid Azar, Davchof Amir Aleph, also. He has to be the one that said it was the shame of Eidazar, and if that's the case, Shmuel must be the one that said the shame Shemayim. The divrei pi chacham chen.